Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome back to our Thursday, the Wellness Show. Thank you for tuning in. We are so excited. Today's topic is going to be pretty interesting, like all our topics. And as always, we always start with the Word of God. So we've got today a simple one, but powerful. Revelation 22:2, and it says that the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. And with today, we definitely need healing in the nations. Amen. And our topic today, Leah, you want to open up our topic?
Sure. May I borrow your sheet of paper?
Thank you.
Absolutely. Our topic is medicinal therapy. So alternative versus traditional. Your alternative is going to be things like chiropractic care, acupuncture, Reiki, things like that. Physical therapy, those are all going to be your alternatives. Traditional medicine would be seeing your MD and getting a pill and or a cream or anything you can get at your pharmacy. So, and alternatives would also include your vitamin supplements, your oils, anything doTERRA. Those are all alternatives. So we're going to spend some of our time talking about your insurance policy. Not a little bit. I will anyway. Your what they call the CAM portion, your alternative medicine portion and therapies that's in your insurance that we don't pay a lot of attention to.
And sometimes we're not even aware that they
don't even know you have it. And a lot of times they don't want you to know that you have it because they don't really want to pay out thousands of dollars to your local Reiki healer. You know, they don't want to. Some of those that are included, like let's say you live in places like New Orleans, Louisiana, where they have a lot of alternative religions that have alternative therapies. Some of those are covered. You live in Oklahoma. You have a lot of the Native American tribes, and they have their own healers. Some of those things can be covered as well. And there's a little weird thing in there because they're considered their own nation. But I've thought about it right now because we just got our packet from General Motors that says, here's your insurance, bud. And it's about this thick, it's about half inch thick.
Right.
And a lot of stuff you don't even understand.
Mm-mm.
And then sometimes you think you're reading it and it's like contradicting itself on the way they write things.
Yes.
And it's amazing when you go to the doctor's office and they don't know. And they're like waiting on you to give them the information. And you're like, oh.
See, and that's the deal is that we have to understand it's not their job to know.
Amen.
It's our job to know. They went to medical school and spent years and years and years. And their specialty, they know that. You can't expect them to know your particular insurance policy. Think of how many hundreds of patients they have. And even if they have 10 patients, that's 10 patients too many to know about each person's insurance. So you have to take your time to look at it yourself, but it can be so
overwhelming.
Just overwhelming. And by the time you're done looking at a few pages, you're done with it, period. And you just go, okay, what did I do last year? I'll pick that one.
Right. Yeah.
And so we want you to just take a little bit of time and look at your CAM section, your CAM section. And so that's why we want to talk about those things today to try to minimize some of your stress going into it. Those two things should not be at odds. They should work together, traditional and alternative medicine. You should be able to go see your MD and get a medication or a cream for athlete's foot and be able to go have acupuncture to help your nerves in your feet. You should be able to do both, work together as they need to. And that's why we spend a lot of time all year long going over why doTERRA should be included in your health regimen. And we never say, oh, get rid of your doctor. That's ridiculous. Don't get rid of your doctor. Don't ever. You should be able to have a team of people. I have a team of people. And you shouldn't wait until you have a life-threatening illness. Or you shouldn't wait until you have congestive heart failure, for example, like I do, and then I went and got a team of doctors.
Right.
Why did I wait so long? I should have had a team of doctors to begin with.
And something so simple as pain management. Mm-hmm. So you don't start taking so many over-the-counter stuff. I mean, I treat my pain with my doTERRA oil, with my alternative things that you just learn and I research. And it was a blessing for me when I started doTERRA because it's helped my back pain tremendously. I hardly ever take any pain medication that is over-the-counter, not even Tylenol.
See, the thing is, my pain management doctor, I absolutely love him because he'll say, what other therapies are you doing besides
which is my
still pain medicine? She went to him. And I'll say, well, you know, I take long baths. I use the oils. I use Deep Blue and my massage gun. And he'll go, good, 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 good. As long as you're doing something else with it.
Right.
This should not be your only avenue for pain relief.
Right.
So.
And he'll tell you.
Yeah, he will tell you. And I don't like to be too dependent on anything anyway. So.
And again, because we're talking a lot of medical stuff, we've got to let you know we're not medical doctors. We don't claim any claims that we do. I mean.
Nope.
We're just doing research, and we do research, and Leah does a lot of the research, and you can go to the doTERRA website and get all the information.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we get our information, and we're not medical doctors, and we're not telling you not to go to your doctor. We're just giving you alternatives.
Right. Yes. Right. We're giving you things to actually bring to your
doctor.
And
it's our personal stories. That's
mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, there are some things here, like what we're talking about right here, where the CDC says an average of 115 people in the U.S. die daily from opioid overdose. Yet private insurance are more likely to pay for big pharma and any of those products versus anything natural that could be effective as an effective alternative to manage your pain.
Well, you know, Leah, I just want to say something because you mentioned the CDC. There is so much information in that website that they have to print by law, and so many people are not going to that website to check what's going on with these things. You know, our thing is to educate because I believe that empowers people. So these statistics, these things that we're giving you are proof positive stuff based on their own website.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is go in there and check it out. We didn't just go to the internet and whatever.
Yeah,
we went and looked at the actual Center for Disease Control.
And Leah sent us a link of Big Pharma.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, there was so much information in there that it's just overwhelming.
They have to print it. Now, they're hoping you don't read it, but
and I was like, check this out.
Yeah, so, you know, you can just go in there and read it. It's just all the stuff that's public.
Yeah, it's crazy. Things that they'll allow you to take that, for example, I'm not going to say the medication. I won't use any names. But there is one that it is a once a week injectable, and it's for people who are diabetic. Now that doesn't narrow down any of them because there's a lot of them, but it has a carcinogen in it. So people like my mom and I that both have had thyroid cancer can't take that injectable. Well, now why is it okay for Blanca to take it? Well, because she hasn't had thyroid cancer, but it has a carcinogen in it. Why would you want that going through your body at all? That could give cancer. That's what a carcinogen is, something that causes cancer. So, but they don't have to disclose that to her because she doesn't have thyroid cancer.
And you know what? The thing to me is like the less medication you take, the better. And we were just talking this morning. I mean, we're going to visit, and especially Brianna Ortiz, and she's se llama de? Nutritionist?
Yes. She's a chiropractor and a nutritionist.
And it's just all the alternatives. Besides our vitamins and minerals that we take, it's like an over that to an address. I mean, you go visit her, for example, and any medical doctor, of course, that is into nutrition, that knows about this, will give you our alternatives on what you need for your liver or for your this or for your that. And they're not telling you not to take your medication, but they're giving you alternatives to get better, to maybe get off of your medication.
Right. So they're treating, they're not treating the symptoms, they're treating the actual
problem.
And these things that she prescribes are whole foods. They're actually food for your body. And it specifies in whatever area it shows that you need. So what happens is you're ending up getting the nutrition from the doTERRA, and then you're getting your supplements, which is whole foods, from a doctor, you know, and so your body begins to act normal or like when you were younger. Like, I've been on the program going on 8 weeks, and I'm telling you, my brain fog is going. It's going. I mean, I remember things that, wow, like, I hadn't remembered. And even things, my thing was not remembering the things that I did 5 seconds ago. You know what I mean? You walk in the room.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, and that was beginning that, and it doesn't happen to me anymore.
Yeah, and see, everybody makes jokes about it. Like, oh, remember, you know, you're getting old when you walk into a room and then you walk back out and you forgot what you went in for.
Right, and you know,
yeah, and everybody kind of, so we don't want to have that. But the one thing we will have Dr. Ortiz next week
yes.
to talk about it, so we're going to just touch on that, but next week we'll have more specifics. This week she had patients to tend to. So going back towards this, I found it very interesting that in my own insurance, that's why I've said it a few times, Reiki is covered.
Wow.
Reiki, which is just energy movement. That's what it's an alternative therapy. Some may consider it a pseudoscience, but when your insurance is ready to pay for it, it's not a pseudoscience. So I thought that was just very interesting. And
but see, that's things that I don't even know what it was.
Right.
I could just imagine, just like, what are you talking about?
But if you went into your insurance and you saw what is covered, you would go, oh, I don't know what that is. Let me go look it up. Let me find where, oh, that sounds like something I'd be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find a practitioner in the area. And that could open up a whole new world for the practitioners themselves, for a stream of income, for acknowledgement within the community. There are people that have been fighting, chiropractors have been fighting for the last 20, 30 years for certain people to understand that vitamin deficiencies affect your bones.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Now, what do you hear now all over the place? Oh, vitamin D, vitamin D, vitamin B. Oh, vitamin B12 shot. You can go get a B shot down the street. I can get it at the Highlands Mall for like $20. 20 years ago, those things were considered stupidity.
Right.
That was
right.
Not science. You know, it's
not necessary.
You know, it's amazing that you should say that, because now people are saying they want to live to be 120, which was, when you go into the Word of God, that kind of was the average that people live in. So they're wanting that, but you don't want to live that and not be of right mind.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to be a vegetable and be 120.
Right. You want to be active. You want to be, you know, like, there's just, how do you want
your quality
it?
Of life
quality
should be
of
really
life.
Good. Yes. And I mean, I understand that at 120, there may be things that I won't do very well on my own. Like, I probably will not be able to wipe my butt very well.
You know, but let me tell
you, we don't have teeth, but if you have your brain, you have
let me tell you something that has been phenomenal for me for the last 2 or 3 weeks to watch. And I'm not going to, I kid you not. This is Blanca's 92-year-old dad walking down the street, like, with his little whatever and his headphones on and bebopping as he's walking. It's an incredible thing to see. And I'll say, hi, and he's like, hi, how you doing? And I'm like, oh, Jesus, let me be like that. I'm going to be like that. Because it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you got people.
He wants 15 to 30 minutes every day.
Every day. And it was just so beautiful to watch. And you got some 40, 50, 60-year-olds that don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just sit and do nothing. Yeah. And look at this man. It was phenomenal. 92 years old.
That's what we're trying to do for you guys. Now, we want to, let's see. I think I put this in here. All right. So we have been talking quite a bit about what you can do, what you possibly could not do. Let's take a few minutes to talk about Prime Meridian. You want to talk about that first?
No, you can talk about Prime Meridian.
What is that?
This is
Oh yeah, let's do this. We'll go right into
the
primary.
This that I'm going to say right now, I know that I'll touch everybody here that's listening on blog radio or Facebook Live. It's the topic, and all of this stuff, to be honest with you, a lot of our research that we do is right on our doTERRA website. Yes. These people are amazing. This company provides their advocates, their people with so much information to educate you to be able to help people. Because so many people, they don't know what they don't know. But when you give them the information, you just empowered them.
And it's, the information is written so everybody can understand.
It's so easy. Like right now.
So it's like if they ask you something about the oils, I don't know. Let me go research.
Right,
just go right to the doTERRA website.
You know what? It's funny you should say that. I did an event this weekend, and it was so awesome because they would come up to me asking me, what about this? What about this?
Mm-hmm.
So I come up with our essential life book. I open to the page. I go to what the person's ailment is, what they're dealing with. And I tell them, oh, you need this, this, and this. And they look at me like, what? I said, you see, doTERRA equips you to be everything you need. So you don't have to
know it all.
Yeah, you don't have to be a know-it-all. Well, you become it as you fall in love with doTERRA essential oils, because you will. But as far as it being something that, oh, that's too much, or making myself out to look like I'm like so educated in this. When I presented this, it was like, I'm interested. So there's someone that wants to kind of go into more information, and that's what we're about. We're about teaching people that and showing them you don't have to be an expert in helping people with essential oils. The topic I'm going to talk about right now is, it's done by a Dr. Brannick Riggs. Okay, this guy is the vice president of healthcare initiative. And this is actually on our doTERRA website. And it's a Q&A. It was a Q&A kind of thing. So it's how to talk about essential oils with your healthcare provider.
Mm-hmm.
What is so cool, like how many of us, me included, have tried to go and talk to the doctor and he's like looking at me like a deer in a headlight, you know, like he's like,
what are you talking about?
But the only reason that we do it, guys, is because there's a disclaimer on every product that's in supplements that it says, the disclaimer on the label or in the bottom information page, it says, talk to your physician if you're pregnant, nursing, under doctor's care.
This isn't a new phenomenon.
Many supplements in the market come with this advice. This does bring up an important question, though. How do you bring up using essential oils or supplements from doTERRA with a healthcare provider? Think about it. In order to get a physician's point of view, we asked this doctor. They asked this Dr. Briggs, vice president and whatever, from and soon to be. He's the director of our, and Blanca will touch on that, on our doTERRA clinic. And Dr. Riggs has plenty of experience, right? So he says, the first thing in approaching your doctor, because the question is, how do I approach the topic of using essential oils or doTERRA supplement with my doctor? Answer, the first thing is approaching your doctor about essential oils is to speak their language. Get it? Your language. Really, that's true. When you speak to anyone about oils, you've got to meet them where they're at, right?
The doctors want the knowledge.
And speak to them and their experience. So with physicians, we speak the language of science, because that's what they're about. You know that. When a patient comes in and says that they just feel it would be good to try something, the physician is going to see it as an idea that doesn't hold a lot of water. What's important to the physician is that it's evidence to support why you want to use essential oils or other alternative methods. So when I ask this question by wellness advocate, I usually recommend that they pull up articles from PubMed, PubMed, or the NIH.gov site, and present their doctor with information. Say, here's an article. I think you do that with Dr. Brown, Leah.
I do.
Because here's an article about this, and I would like to try it. That tends to pique our interest a little bit more. Why? Because they're scientists. They're all about research. They want to know that you got to feed them. He says, question, when it's necessary to talk with a health, when is it necessary to talk with my health care provider? Every time, especially if you have a health concern. That's what he says. Why would a physician say no? Because a lot of times they will tell you. I mean, I know that when Jack and I, when I presented the care stuff, they're like, no. And I'm like, okay. This is what he says. The challenge is most doctors, including me, don't know everything about every supplement. I'll have patients that will bring to me a supplement that they're taking and say, Dr. Riggs, is this okay? It says I'm supposed to talk to my doctor about it, and I have no idea because I've never seen it before. Sometimes I'll have the time to look it up and determine that I don't have concerns. I have a concern with the ingredients for a specific patient, but a lot of times the physicians don't have the time to look that up, which means that their first answer is going to be not to take it. They don't have the time to determine whether it's safe or not. So they're going to say, because I don't know, don't take it.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, not the right answer, but a common answer.
Mm-hmm. They have to be safe because they don't know what you're taking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where speaking their language and bringing the information can go away. Mm-hmm. That can go a long way, because if you bring him in, come at boom, 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 he's going to go, oh my goodness.
And you have to remember they're human beings too. And they can become easily overwhelmed just like you can. My recommendation is to get a little pamphlet together and take a picture of whatever it is, put it together, drop it off at your doctor's. And when you go to your visit, say, doctor, I'd like you to look at this when you have time to see if it's something that I should take. Then he can take the time when he's not rushed. Because, see, your insurance also only provides for them to have a certain amount of minutes with you to be covered.
Yes. And that's where it's
valuable time.
doTERRA talks about that too on their website with the Prime Meridian. This last question was any other advice on this topic? He said the biggest thing to remember is to be patient with your doctor. Come to the conversation from the angle that physicians really do care about people. And because of that, they have invested a huge amount of time, huge amount of money to get the training. Some physicians are going to feel threatened by the fact that you're offering something different. So be patient. It takes us some time. It takes some multiple exposures of something to really begin to see maybe there's something in this. You might be one patient that's telling your doctor that you really want to use oils for whatever reason. But you may be one of 50. And after that, 51, the doctor may see that maybe there's something to this and want to look into essential oil. Knowing that they're trying their best, they're overwhelmed, like what you said, by their own research and how quickly the guidelines change. Just within my career, he says, the guidelines for hypertension has changed for the 50th time. And I have not been a physician for that long. You're opening their eyes to something that's brand new as far as they're concerned. It's just going to take some time to understand there is some value in what you bring to the table. Remember back in the days, they thought chiropractors were quacks. They did.
And some of them still tell you, don't go
there. Yeah, or some people have the audacity, and this was really getting me upset, to say that they're not a doctor. And I'm like, are you out of your mind?
It was just a few years ago that they said there was no way that your levels of magnesium could affect your bones and how they felt. You know, arthritis gets worse when your magnesium levels are low.
Yeah.
Things like, just simple things like that. Well, take some magnesium, and all of a sudden you're like, what? All this time I could have felt better, and it was something so small. You know, our body has certain levels of things for a reason.
And we're not getting it in food. Our foods are so depleted now. It's sad. It's so sad.
That's why we need our supplements. Yeah.
And the scripture that comes to mind is, my people perish for lack of knowledge. God has given us wisdom. And wisdom is applied knowledge. You can read all you want on a book, a show, whatever. Until you apply it, you have no wisdom, because wisdom is applied knowledge. You must apply it. It finally, you know, I kept praying for wisdom. I mean, that's one of my prayer requests all the time. I ask the Lord, give me wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. And God says, okay, I'm going to give you wisdom, but you better apply the wisdom that I give you, because if not,
you're accountable for it.
It's like sinking sand. You know what I mean?
You're accountable for the things that you know.
Sometimes, and remember that medical doctors only have like one semester of nutrition.
Yeah.
On their whole 6 years or whatever of
DOs don't.
DOs
So it's scary.
But we have a lot of MDs, and so unless they have the personality where they have some level of humility, which most have, then they're not going to be interested. They're going to say, I know I'm the superior source because I've spent so much time.
Yeah.
So it's, there is a certain way to have to approach them.
And that's how you approach them.
And when they dedicate so many years to this calling, and then someone like me, that's not whatever, is you're going to call me? Mm-hmm. It's like, where's your degree? Where's your degree?
So now that leads us right into Prime Meridian. So could you explain a little bit about what Prime Meridian is?
Prime Meridian is a health clinic, actually hospitals, that doTERRA is
partners with
in all their medical. I mean, it's a hospital.
Yeah, so it's two locations.
Two locations right now that they're in Pleasant Grove, Utah, and then St. George, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And in the future, we're going to have a lot
more
clinics.
They're hoping to expand.
Yeah, they're hoping to expand pretty soon to Arizona and then to Dallas in the future. So we're really excited about that. But these are clinics that you can go into the clinic like any other clinic. You pay for it. It's just a clinic. But they give you alternatives with the doTERRA essential oils and
treat you with oils as well as.
And I know that
traditional medicine.
Yes, and they have a big clinic, a big part of cancer because there's a lot of help that you can have with the alternatives we have.
They do a lot of cancer research.
Cancer research, yes. And there is a website that you can go and visit if you want to get more information as well. It's P, like in Peter. M, like in Michael, H, like hotel, clinics, pmhclinics.com. And it has a lot of information there about Prime Meridian. I mean, it's just a health care that is just out of this world. And some of the on the website, it says reverse, reduce, and reclaim. For example, reverse, I love this because it's just so much information that is so cool. Reverse the course of chronic disease. It's changing your health status is possible. Your personal care team will work with you to discover the underlying causes of your condition and create a customized care plan to empower you with the tools needed for long life substantial change. So when you go to the clinic, you get assigned a nurse, a medical doctor, and they go through everything that you have, and they will set you up with a on this fast world that we live, this microwave, fast food lifestyle that we live, it's killing us. So nutrition and natural alternatives is really what we need.
I mean, for example, you would have somebody who's diabetic that's insulin dependent. They would give you your prescription for your insulin because you need that, and they know that. But they might also want you to take swimming fasting, which has cinnamon in it to help reduce your sugar. Things like that.
Suffer inflammation. I mean, we have everything. Suffer inflammation, suffer headaches, suffer anything.
Y'all have to forgive me, but right now my dog is blowing us out of the water. He's a Boston Terrier. and he's running under the table, and they have a lot of gas. They're known for being real gassy, and he's just farting like crazy, and I'm dying
here.
That's
why he's laughing.
That's why I'm giggling, because it's just like, how can you stay serious when you've got this thing underneath you? It's like a little gas bomb.
Cute. He's so cute.
He needs to go see this dog.
We need to beg him to primary. Very good. Ooh, let's open one for a dog. That would be awesome. And, you know, we do have, I mean, we're talking about
$80 billion,
you know, but there's some oils that will help your dog. I mean, there's a lot of dogs, you know, you do have
your
dog, yeah. I have a room with.
Long time ago, it does not work. It doesn't work because he doesn't like that. Because he is sovereign, and he created you for a purpose and a reason. So with that, we will end the show.
We're going to end the show for Blog Talk Radio. Stay with us just for a few minutes
more afterwards. Yes, we have to answer a question.
Yes, we do. Yes. But let's go ahead and pray us out.
Yes. Gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you for who you are. We thank you for waking us up this morning to hear the message. Lord, continue to work in our lives so that we can glorify you and enjoy you forever, Father God. Because as we glorify you, Father, the joy of the Lord will be our strength to be able to be a vessel of honor for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Happy Easter, everybody.
Amen. God bless you.
See you next.